rebel though he may be, much as he likes to play.
Oh, Gina Marie.
Oh, honey.
I am so glad you called me over today.
I mean, I need your help.
Well, I don't know how you're going to plan this whole gay shindig, the whole wedding.
I know it.
Now, okay,
I mean,
so,
I'm overwhelmed.
Now, first of all, I know Joey, your son,
yes,
who's a fegula.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with it. Has been having some issues.
I know.
With his boyfriend, Gino.
I know.
Which is why we pushed the wedding back from New Year's Eve.
To Valentine's Day.
But here we are.
What a lot to do.
Everything's going on. Everything's okay.
Everything's fine. I mean, I just have to get all the preparations in order.
Well, of course.
I mean,
I'd be here to help you.
I mean, my best book has got to be here to help me out.
Exactly.
I mean, look at this book.
So what are we
doing? I got a book here, honey.
Well,
I
it's the one you always wanted.
Well, hello, pumpkin soy coach and all the yet.
Well, exactly. So Everything. Where are we going?
All right.
Where are we
well,
starting?
Honey. I have to, there are a lot of people that did not RSVP yet.
On Facebook?
No.
All right.
And apparently, some of these people are not even on Facebook, which I didn't even know yet. I mean, how embarrassing. How embarrassing. People should have been invited that weren't even on Facebook.
BJ was saying to me,
mm.
you know, my best friend in the whole world, BJ Giacobelli.
Yeah.
She was saying to me that she thought it was weird she didn't get an invite.
I know
so
it.
So I told her about how you were going green
mm-hmm.
and were doing paperless invites.
I know it.
Which I'd never heard of before in my life,
well,
honey.
It's a never new modern thing. It's a new modern thing.
Well, all right. So where are we at?
I got to get Jan to business.
Okay.
I mean, I have to call these people.
Okay.
I got to call Jimmy and Tina Bielczewski from high
all right.
school.
We'll try that.
All right.
Call them. Okay.
Let's try this.
I'm going to have a Diet Coke. Oh, so refreshing.
Mmm. Oh. Hello? Hello? Hello, is this Jimmy and Tina Bielczewski? Oh! Tina? Tina? Jimmy? Oh, Jimmy! Oh, honey, you sound like your sister.
Oh!
Oh! Jimmy, how are you? It's Gina Marie and Charlie.
And Anita Buffum,
yeah.
How are you?
Hi, honey. Honey, I know you're on the Facebook. You're one of the people that are on the Facebook. Did you get the invite to my son's wedding? The gay wedding, honey.
The gay shindig.
That's right. Well, the gay
homosexual consummation.
The consummé. Mm-hmm. Yeah, honey. You gotta come. I mean, you're my best friend. Honey. Well, I haven't seen you in years, but honey, you were my best friend. All right. Well, honey, it's gay. I mean, I figured you'd come.
Is he still doing that community theater out there on Long Island?
Are you doing... They're doing Crazy for You this season.
Again?
Yeah. Well, honey.
I went last year to the dinner theater, honey. He was fabulous as Bella Zangler.
You were wonderful, honey. Okay. Well, so Tina's not coming. Oh, all right. Oh.
What about Doris, their older sister?
What about Doris, honey? Oh, she's out of town. Oh, all right. Well, all right, honey. Well, Jimmy, you got somebody special you're going to bring? Anybody special? No? All right. Well, honey, I'll be there. I'm your special person. That's right.
Coming? You confirm.
You're going to come, right, doll? Okay, so one end of the party of four. Okay, all right, so one. All right, just you, honey. All right, I love you. All right, I'll see you. All right, doll. All right, I love you. All right, I'll see you soon. Bye-bye, doll.
So it's just him?
It's just him.
All right.
Well, I guess, you know, it's an obligation.
He's got to come. It's a gay wedding.
I mean, come on. He's the only gay coming to this gay wedding. Well, except for my son and his fag, you know. But, you know.
What are you going to do? Who's next on your list?
All right. Well, Timmy, Tuscany, and Vicky. And Vicky Tuscany. All right, let's...
I ran into Vicky Jen over there at the Associated grocery stores.
You've been going there, too?
Well, I don't like to go there, but
well,
I was driving by and
why not?
Popped in there. She looked gorgeous.
Really?
Really, she did.
Oh, goodness. Hello? Hi! Is this Timmy? Timmy Tuscany? Gina Ruggieri? Yes, honey! And Anita and Buffum here.
Hello, honey. Anita Buffum. How are you?
Honey, I'm inviting you to my gay son's wedding. I'm calling! I don't know if you're on the Facebooks. It went out on the Facebooks, but apparently people don't got that on their face. So... I don't know. You know, apparently people don't got it. So, I'm calling to tell you that on February 14th, Valentine's Day,
Sunday,
we're having a big gay wedding for my son and his family.
Honey, it's going to be a spectacle.
Oh, gorgeous.
And me and Jane are going to perform like
young days. Oh. Well, honey.
What?
You can't come.
What's he got going on?
Well, what's... Oh, you and Vicky are going away.
Oh, well, that'll be nice for them.
For a romantic holiday?
Oh, so nice.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful, honey.
Well, tell Vicky I said hello, honey.
I gotta go, honey. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, Jenny.
All right, we'll talk soon. We're gonna recap. All right, real soon.
All right, bye-bye, all
right, bye, honey. You're missing a big party. All right, bye, honey.
Where are they going?
I don't know. Somewhere up in the Capes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they have a house there. And in Vermont, too.
Oh, do they?
Yes, honey. Well, honestly.
Skiing in Vermont. And then in the Cape, they must have a good time.
Victoria's always asking me to go with them away up there. But I just don't feel... I mean, I want to go on vacation with them for? Come on. Come on.
I mean, really. I don't even think Mr. Buffum would get along with them.
Well, I don't think so either. It's too bad they're not coming to the wedding, though.
Well,
really,
I'm crossing them right out. I'm crossing them
out.
And I'm not even going to give them a Christmas card this year.
All right.
That's it. All right. Well, oh, God.
Who's next?
BJ Giocavalli.
Oh, my best friend in the whole world.
Maybe you want to call
her. I'll call her.
All right, you call her.
Okay.
You know her better than I do.
She's really my best friend.
What if she...
Such an inspiration, too. And she's in the hover around the wheelchair.
I know. Maybe she can't answer the phone, honey.
But no, she has the little button on her.
Oh, okay.
BJ, hi, honey. Yes, it's me, Nina. How are you, honey? Oh, I'm just sitting here with Jean Marie doing nothing. Listen, I'm calling to talk to you, honey.
Tell her.
Well, I'm calling because Jean Marie, you know, she has the gay consomme going on over here for her son. And we're calling because we're all RSVPing because nobody's gotten the invites. We need to get the ASAP on the RSVP.
On the Facebooks.
On the Facebook. You have the books on your face, honey? She doesn't have it either. Oh, listen, BJ, I didn't think you did. Now, can you come? It's on Sunday the 14th for Valentine's. No, I know. Well, no, it is going to be a spectacle is what it is. No, I know. Can you believe it? Two men getting married, I know. I know. That's what I said, too. I can't believe Jennifer's letting it happen, but, you know.
Well, I mean, it's my son. Tell her.
No, the food is... It's catered by Marmal and Bodies, right, honey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
It's going to be catered by Marmal and Bodies. Everyone's... Well, I'm going to be there. No, I think you should come, honey.
You have to come, BJ.
Linda Scavullo's going to be there. Oh, all right. Okay, put it down.
All right.
Can Rudy come? No? Okay. He's working, he has to work at the GameStop on Steinway. Okay, no problem, BJ. All right, now are you on for coffee, Clutch, in a little bit? I should be done here in just a minute. Okay, I'll be right over, honey.
Oh.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye. Oh, God.
What if we're not ready?
She's such a doll. Okay, she's such a doll. Okay, who do we got next?
All right, well, God, Linda Scavullo. Oh, God, honey. I'm afraid to call her.
I'm sure she'll come.
Honey. All right, let me call her.
I can't believe you're inviting her, though, really.
Well, I mean, I have to. I mean, neighbors for so many years. I mean, our kids practically grow up together. I mean, come on.
Oh, God, I mean, that daughter. Poor, unfortunate girl.
Oh, God.
I mean, really.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I get such an urge of calling her. I can't.
It'll be fine.
I get hives on my neck.
You know what? I don't want to talk to her, please. I don't want to hear a word. Nothing. All right? Just find her if she's coming.
Hello? Hi, Linda? What, it's Gina Marie.
And Anita Buffum.
And Anita Buffum, yeah, for Dan the Vlog.
Honey,
yes.
Did you get my gift? Oh. Did you get my New Year's gift, honey? Oh. Yes, honey, that was for me. Delicious, right?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, here's Gina Marie.
Well, Linda, I got some... Oh, you did? You enjoyed? Oh, you enjoyed the Christmas nativity dinner that you had? Oh, I'm so glad. Well, Astoria, yeah, I mean, honey... Aphrodite Construction Lemon Greek and Italian Restaurante, they know how to cook, honey. Oh, well, you know. Well, I was up practically late for my show, honey. But, you know, that's another story for another day. I'm calling you, though, honey, for something special. I'm calling you because my son is getting married.
Well.
Yes? Well.
Not really married, honey.
Well, no, honey, he's not getting married to Caroline. No, honey. No, honey, that's old news.
No, honey, him and Carolyn haven't been together for a long time now.
No, a long time now.
Joey's a fagula, honey.
Yeah, he's...
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it, Linda. Nothing wrong with it. I'm surprised you haven't seen through the window. Well, I meant to say I'm surprised you haven't seen them around town. Yeah. Well, gorgeous couple. Gorgeous.
Is she coming or not?
Are you going to come, honey? I invite you. Yeah. Well, the whole family, I figured, you know. I mean, if they want to come.
Four of them.
12? She's saying that they're 12 in this party.
Well, let me talk to her.
Hold on.
Hi, Linda. Hi, honey. Need a bathroom here. How are you? Yes, honey. No, I love what you did with that garden. Honey, I can't even stand it. It's still freezing outside. You got all those gorgeous flowers. I don't know how you do it. I really don't. Now, listen, honey. We're trying to figure out the numbers here, honey. And Gina Marie originally had you down 4 for you and Mr. Scavullo and the 2 kids, honey. So, we're just trying to make sure the number... Okay. She goes, Gigi. Grandma,
oh, Gigi.
Grandma. Mm-hmm. Grandma Scavullo. Okay. Oh. Oh. Okay. No, I don't think that'll be a problem. Okay, I'll let her know. All right. Okay. Bye-bye, bye-bye. I'll see you at church on Sunday. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Boy, Linda, I can't wait to see you at the wedding. What's going on?
Honey, she says that she invited Sheena Shantice and her family. And you know.
Oh, my goodness.
You know that Sheena Shantice.
What am I going to do?
Is a Mexican.
I can't have that at my son's wedding.
I don't know what to tell you, honey.
Well,
you'll have to call Sheena and work it out yourself.
Oh, well, that'll be another time. I have to just do the numbers right now.
All right, who's next?
So, 12. The Papadopoulos family. Well, oh, that's
Aphrodite?
Well, that's a given. Oh, yeah.
They're coming.
They're coming.
Okay.
I'm just going to call Aphrodite.
Call Aphrodite?
That's it.
Who's there when you're not there?
Well.
It's automated?
Oh, forget about it. Nobody's there when I'm not there. The place dies when I'm not there. The business is not steady when I'm not there. Hello? Oh. Nico? Is this Nico? Nico, it's Gina Marie Ritualli. Hey, how are you today? How's business? Oh, all right. Well, I'm not there. So. when I'm not there, nothing gets done. That's it. I know. Well, okay. Well, honey, can I talk to your deity? Yeah, let me talk to your deity. All right. Hello, George? George, I'm calling
you. Hi, George. Need a bug me here.
I need a bug. Yep. Big Marble Gazebo. That's right. Down the block. Yep.
How are you, honey?
Yeah, honey. Well, honey, I'm calling about a big deal. Yes, honey. Honey, I'm calling about my son's wedding. I've been talking about it.
It's not a wedding.
Well, shindig.
So how much extra shindig, honey?
Consummate. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, honey, I have to say that I've been talking about it forever. It's going to be on February 14th, Valentine's Day. What? The whole family's going to Greece?
What?
Well, honey, what's going to happen with the job? The whole month of February? Everybody's going to be closed? What? Honey, what do you mean it's going to be closed? Honey, I need that money, honey. What are you talking about? I have bills to pay, and I got this big wedding. George, you can't do this to me. I'm planning a huge shindig here. How am I going to afford everything that's planned?
Honey, what if you run the business yourself?
What if I open the doors and do from 9 to 5, and that's it, honey? I can do everything. Well, there's nobody going to be on the field. Well, I understand, yeah, but maybe I can make reservations. I can
set up a small job.
I can do whatever I have to do. I'll work on my hands and knees, honey. Well, the tickets are already booked. All right. Well, we can talk about this later, honey, all right? But I have a lot to reorganize now. All right, I'll talk to you soon. All right, bye.
Now, honey, don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, honey.
All right, well.
Yeah, I don't know anything about a budget, but let's go through the checklist here.
I know. Well, I have the checklist, and we've already had to rearrange it quite some time now. There's been a few rearrangements already.
The budget?
Yes, I don't know where I'm going to
cut back
from here.
Where did you cut back already? Oh. So then we can go to the other things and cut back even more.
Let me go through the file. All right, well, let's start right here.
From the beginning. Start. What did you cut back?
The pumpkin-style coach.
Honey, you were dying for that pumpkin-style coach.
I know, honey. But what can I do?
They were going to arrive in a horse-drawn pumpkin-style coach, honey.
Well, now...
Just like Cinderella.
I know it.
Well, what are they going to do?
Well, I rearranged it because of the draw that I lost down here, Lyrius. I had to cut back. So what I did was I arranged for a horse-drawn gorge-style coach.
Gorge?
Yeah.
A gourd?
A gourd, honey. Like, that you see around the fall time. I mean, it's a lot smaller. They might have to come out like clams, but it's fine. I mean,
and isn't it a different shape, honey?
Well, it may. I mean,
honey, I don't know if that shape is appropriate for a gay shindig, honey.
Why not, honey?
Well, I guess it is appropriate for a gay shindig.
What can I do?
Okay, well, you made the cupcake there. What other cupcakes?
Oh, okay. Well, the doves. I can't afford the doves. Do you know how much it cost for doves to come out of a freaking box?
Honey, I don't worry about money. I don't know about what did you do?
It cost a lot of money. So, what I had Frankie do the other day was I had him and Joey go down to Astoria Park. And they gathered up as many seagulls as they could. Oh, yeah. Right now, they're in my garage.
What?
Yeah, they're in my garage. Until February. Oh, God, honey, I hope they don't die. I couldn't live with myself if they died in my...
Okay. Were you feeding them and everything?
Well, we'll try. We'll do our best. Oh, God. They might have to get some more before the day.
Oh, jeez. All right. God. Okay, and so then, there's a smart cutback.
Oh, God. Okay. And then the DJ.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to do about this DJ. I mean, I had to call, Vinny's House of DJs. And apparently, I don't have enough money for them.
So you canceled or what?
So I canceled them, but who am I going to get, honey?
Well?
Who am I going to get? Who do you think could do it? I mean, my little nephew might be able to do it from his iPads. Yeah.
Well, you could ask him because he's got the iTunes on the iPads.
True.
Oh, I mean, and he'd do it for nothing, right, honey?
True. Oh, God, honey.
We could DJ.
We could do it. Why don't we do it?
We're performing anyway.
That's right. And we have the old record player. We could do it old school with the records.
Well, we'll do that. Okay, all right. Put us down
for the it. So we'll DJ.
Put us down for the it.
All right. And honey, well, this is something that I'm really embarrassed about. Now, I'm really embarrassed. Mormon Board is called.
And it's catering.
Yeah, of course.
You're having it there.
I'm having it there. I was supposed to have it at the Grand Ballroom. They called me, and apparently they want to give me the formal dining room instead.
Formal dining room?
Well, instead of the Grand Ballroom, because apparently they figured that a real wedding should be in the Grand Ballroom, and mine should be in the formal dining room.
Formal? You mean the restaurant?
Well, they're calling it a formal dining room. Apparently they're going to set it up like a wonderful little dining area. I mean, wouldn't that be wonderful?
All right. Okay.
I mean, the food's going to be the same, but you know what they throw in?
What's
in? Oh, honey, they throw in an all-you-can-eat soup and breadsticks for the pre-meal.
Okay.
I mean, because without the Grand Ballroom, you can't have a cocktail hour.
That's true.
So.
Well, and apparently, they do that there because you're family.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, that's it. Every group is family.
Okay.
When you're there, you're family.
All right.
What
are you going to do? What were the cupcakes? Is that all the cupcakes?
Well, there was one more cupcake, honey.
All right.
And, I mean, I couldn't do the cake I always dreamed of.
The five-tiered?
No.
Cinderella?
I couldn't do it.
Okay. What are you doing, then?
Well, we had to make a little bargain with the people down at the BJ's Wholesale.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to do a two-layer sheet cake for me.
You know, honey, I was just thinking about it. It's Valentine's Day on February 14th.
14th?
Honey, I have an appointment at Chef Fantasy that day.
What?
Yes, honey, I'm getting my bumpet installed.
Well, I mean, I have an appointment there the same day, too. I mean, it's going to do my hair for the wedding.
But, honey, my appointment's in the middle of the day. And you know how long it takes for them to install the bumpet.
Well, honey, you're going to have to go a different day.
I don't think I can make this wedding, honey.
What?
Well, I just think...
Honey, you're my best brother. You're going to be there. I mean, BJ Giocavelli's coming. Legis Scavone's coming. And now Sheena Shantese is coming. Who else is not going to come? You've got to be there, honey.
I have a suspicion, honey, that once they find out that I'm not going to be there, that maybe they will also not come, so that'll solve your problem with them.
No, I want them all to come. Honey, I won't have anybody at this wedding if you don't come. Honey, you gotta come.
All right, well, listen. I'll call
Antoinette myself, and if she's gotta install that bumpet at 5 o'clock in the morning, she's gonna install that bumpet.
How about I take your appointment, and you just do your own hair?
What?
I think that's the only way, honey.
Well, do my own hair for my son's wedding? I mean, that's uncalled for. I mean...
Well, I don't know what you want me to do, honey.
Take it, honey. I'll go somewhere else. I mean, all these people have to come. You. That's it. I'll just find another way.
Okay.
I'll find another way. I can change Marie to do my hair for me.
All right. Now, listen. I got to go out to the Roosevelt Field Mall because I'm not sure what I'm going to wear either. So,
oh, God, honey.
All right.
Well, oh, my God. I don't even have a dress yet.
Well, you better start thinking about
it. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I better go down to the Easy Pickings and find this and find myself a dress.
I'm sure they have a cute little suit jacket little number there for you.
Oh, no, honey. I don't want to look like that.
No?
I don't want to look like that.
Well, you'll find
I don't even know what color.
You'll find something. Listen, give me a kiss. I'm going to go.
All right, baby.
DJ for coffee.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, love you, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Thank you.
Trouble though he may be, much as he likes to play, crazy and wild and free, marry the man today. Rather than sigh and sorrow, marry the man today and change his ways tomorrow. Marry the man today. Marry the man today.